Wake up with Chris Howson on Good Morning Phuket. Here's a bit of what you missed.
9:22 on Live 89.5. This is Chris on Good Morning Phuket, brought to you by Zana Beach Club. Life is better on the beach. That is Sara Aalto. She is the she was Finland in the Eurovision contest over the weekend, and she won horribly. Instead, somebody else won who thought it was cool to appropriate Japanese culture instead. But we'll not get into that right now, because we're talking about some fun charity stuff with Donna Toon and her partner in crime, Sarah. How are you guys doing?
We're amazing. How are you?
I'm very happy to have you back in the studio, Donna Toon.
It's very nice to be back in the studio. When I walked in, I could smell it.
I know, it's because I had Masaman for breakfast. I had the door open for like an hour and a half trying to air it out for you guys, because I know Masaman's one of those things that, like, when you're eating it, it's like, this is amazing, it smells great. And if you smell the after smell, you're like, did somebody die in here? Like, this is terrible.
Masaman for breakfast?
Oh, yeah. I jump right in there, right first thing in the morning, just dive straight into dinner.
Wow.
Yeah, you gotta load, you gotta get
Eat
those
like
veggies
a king,
and the protein.
Isn't it breakfast like a king, lunch like a queen, and dinner like a pauper?
Sure.
That's what they say, right?
I have breakfast like a king, and lunch after a king, and mid-morning snack like a king, and then dinner like a king as well.
Lucky you're not getting on a bike and riding 700 kilometers. You wouldn't want to do that.
I think that's why I wasn't invited this year. Last year, Donna asked me if I would like to partake, and then this year she didn't even bother. So I think you just learned your lesson.
Yeah, but if you're having Masaman, no one would like to bike behind you anyway.
That's true.
Ride like the wind, right?
That is very true in many, many ways. So this is, you guys did this last year too. I remember, Donna, you were in here talking about this. And we actually did phone-ins with you last year from the road.
We did.
And you fell off your bike?
Oh,
or
stop
somebody
it.
Else? Somebody, we. I talked to you right after someone
yes.
had taken a tumble. Was
Chris,
that was you.
Picture. We could maybe get it for you, and maybe put it up on your website.
I would very much enjoy that, and I think it would help with the fundraising too.
It was fundraising.
Yeah.
I don't know about fundraising.
People might pay to see that picture.
I think so. We should auction it off. Actually, we'll just blow it up to like poster sized, and then as long as Donna raises more than 100,000 baht, then she will give out a copy of that poster.
I love it.
Fantastic.
Do you know what happened on that day, though? Because remember last year we did a live interview at 9 o'clock every day?
Yes.
And when it got to like 8:59, it went down the line, Donna, it's the radio, because, you know, you're bike in twos.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, it's 9 o'clock. Okay. And then I just went, poof.
Because your feet were clipped in, yes?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was good. Hopefully we can have some more adventures like that this year.
Yeah.
I guess we're talking like everyone knows what we're talking about here, but, you know, it's a very transient island, maybe some new people here. So, Donna, tell us, what is the Bike for Kids about?
Ride for Kids about. Well, it's something that was started last year by some good friends who have unfortunately moved away from Phuket. They've moved up to Chiang Mai, and the whole idea was to get some people in our community, not only expats but locals as well, and just raise some money for some needy kids on the island. And we chose three charities last year. One charity that I'm involved in, which, as you know, is the Good Shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
Phuket has been good to us, who do an amazing job on the island with all the kids in Kalim and Kamala. And then our title sponsor last year was Outrigger, and they're backing it up again this year. They've got their own CSR program called Share for Change. So
Ooh.
We evenly split the money between those three charities, and I think that was the first time ever on the island that some charities have come together.
That's lovely.
Which is really cool.
Yeah.
So last year we raised 1.2. I'd like to do the same this year if we could do that.
I think so. That seems very, very feasible for this event. It's a very, because I think a lot of people are used to going to charity events where you just kind of throw some money at them and then get busted. But like, you guys are actually like, you're doing like a lot of stuff here. So people are like, we need to give you guys, like, you guys, you're doing it. Like, this is it. This isn't like hanging out for a night and having fun with your friends. You guys are going hard, 700 kilometers hard.
Well, we're doing it, but we're also, it's other kids, people in the community have kind of taken an interest in what we're doing, and we've got kids at the school where my children attend, which is BIS,
mm-hmm.
and we've got little kids as young as 4 and 5 doing a scootathon, and they're taking
nice.
Home sponsor forms and hopefully getting grandparents and parents and things to sponsor them, and right up all the way through primary, going to be riding their bikes around the big oval at the BIS. So I think that event's taking place on the 31st of May. Mm. And we've got non-uniform days. We've got lots of things. And Donna's KIS are also doing similar activities, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. You know, it's not just about the people that are doing the ride or people who are organising the ride. It's the whole community, you know. People are sponsoring us. You know, Spice Roads have given us water bottles. Turmeric is giving us some turmeric shots every day. You know, lots of people in the community are coming together, and that's empowering, I think.
Yeah.
I think it kind of grows and grows and grows and grows. So long may it rain, I think.
Absolutely. Now, when you, just to clarify, when you say shot, do you mean like an injection into your...
No, I'm not.
Because that might raise a few eyebrows.
No, what, you know, one of those little bottles.
Like a wheatgrass, yeah. Like a little shot.
It's a turmeric shot.
Okay.
Yeah, that's so they're sponsoring that. And we've got a...
What's the turmeric supposed to do?
Super good for you.
Yeah.
Should I just say that? Google it, Chris, quick.
I think it's an anti-inflammatory.
Maybe. That will make sense.
Yeah.
Riding every day, you could do with some of those.
Keep the lactic acid moving through your body and avoid atrophy. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, yeah.
It's lovely.
Yeah, so it's cool. And, you know, Darren Chabane, who is a bit of a legend on the island, he's got a company down south called Old Dog Coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And he coaches people like Sue Altman, who's a... blooming legend on the island. What did you do that for?
No, I think that's horrible to have a company called Old Dog Coaching and then immediately like name a woman. Like, I think that's horrible.
Sorry.
I'm sure it's coaching lots of gentlemen too.
Yeah.
And also and some young people too.
I'm sure he has an amazing service that he offers. The name makes me jar a little bit though. Like, Old Dog, it's for humans? Oh no. This is going to get me in trouble. But yeah, so what does he do?
So he has like a personal training and life coaching company down south, and he has been the driving force behind the training runs. Maybe Sarah can tell us about.
He's been dragging us out there every Sunday, and yesterday we did 99 kilometers, 1K off 100. We had quite a few riders joining us yesterday that are doing the final 100K. We're still looking for riders that want to come along and do that. So that will be on Saturday the 11th.
We start 16th.
On Saturday the 16th, from Cowlack, JW Marriott up there, cycling all the way down to the outrigger here in Phuket, so 100Ks. So we're looking for people that want to come and join us with that. But Darren took quite a few of us out yesterday, led the ride with some of those 100Kers joining in, which is nice.
Wow.
Bonding as a group, getting to know new people.
Yeah. Absolutely, and I'm very impressed that after riding a bike 99 kilometers yesterday, you guys are both sitting very comfortably right now.
Well, Miss Toon over there didn't.
I'm just chief organizer this year, Chris.
Did you fall again, Donna?
Drop it. No. Can I just explain?
Yes, please.
I feel like last year organizing and riding was too much.
Yep.
We needed someone to take charge, and, you know, when the riders get to the hotel, they can have their glass of water and their cold towel and their keys. They've already checked in, you know. So I'm sacrificing and dying on the sword.
Ooh.
And not riding the 700Ks.
You know what? Phuket thanks you. We are eternally grateful for your sacrifice.
You are doing the last 100, though.
Oh, yeah, I'll do the last 100.
Yeah.
I think we should talk Chris into that, too.
I do not have a bicycle.
Oh, I've got one.
I've got lots.
Damn it. That was my ace in the hole. Some other excuse, but I will tell you later and we'll get back to you. No, maybe. I might do. I have a really bad back, but if it's like a proper bike, then I think I'd be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a really cool thing. You know, last year we probably had 40 people come up from Phuket to bring us home, and it was really special having friends and family there to welcome us and then to come home into Phuket together to the outrigger. And already this year, I think we've got 25 people signed up and we're 4 weeks out today.
Wow.
I think it's really cool. It's a really nice thing to do. It's 2,500 baht donation and you get to go to the party anyway at Metso's, which is our title sponsor. So really cool to get involved.
Absolutely.
Done.
And so many different ways to get involved too. Like you said, you have your events at BIS and Kajongket.
Mm-hmm.
You said that it was on the 30th?
31st is the Scootathon Ride-a-thon at school, and we're doing a bake sale and selling them. Ride for Kids wristbands,
ooh,
caps, all sorts of merch that we we're getting hold of.
Merch! Yeah, how so cool are you, Sarah?
So if you have any kids at BIS or Kajunket, that is your opportunity to sponsor through that. And if not, you can still sponsor directly on the website, yes?
Yeah, for sure. You can go to the website, which is rideforkids.co. Mm-hmm. There's a donate button at the bottom, and you can change the figure. If you want to donate 50,000, great. But you can donate 1,000. Yeah. Or, you know.
You can do the full 1.2 million if you want.
For sure, that would make my job a lot easier. That would be amazing, actually. But also on our Facebook page, if you go to Ride for Kids, there's a donate button there as well. But it also lists all the events that we've got coming up. We've got a quiz, which sold out very quickly.
We've got the Touch Rugby Tournament.
Touch Rugby Tournament on the 3rd of June, so you should come to that too. Bring your man.
Jeez. You are single-handedly keeping Phuket active over the next month with all these events. Like, pretty much everyone else is like, it's low season, we'll give it a break. But you guys are keeping it interesting here. That's fantastic.
All to raise money for the kids?
Yeah, all for the kiddies. That's wonderful. Well, so if you want to get more information, of course, the best way to do that is the website. You guys are also up on the Facebook. And Don, are you still the main point of contact for people who want to volunteer and donate for the last leg of the race as well?
Absolutely, yep. Okay. So I'm about to send out emails today to the community to ask for help for our Metso event, which is on the 16th. So anyone that does that last 100Ks or they just want to come to the event and have a bit of a knees up, a few lemonades with the team and the crew.
It was good fun last year. And at the Metso's event, there's all the silent auctions and lots of great prizes up for grabs there. We all ended up with after a few lemonades, prizes that we didn't know we really wanted.
But that's part of the fun, right? So today I'm sending out emails to people in the community. So if you're listening in the community and you get an email from me, please support as you did last year. We very much appreciate it, and it's all for the kids.
Because if you don't, she knows who you are.
I do, and I will knock on your door.
Donna Toon is a force to be reckoned with, as anyone would know, so it is best to keep her in good sorts. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming in today, and thank you on behalf of Phuket too for organizing such a wonderful event that supports local charities with local people just making a difference, and I think that's really a wonderful thing.
Thanks Chris,
and can I just say a shout out to Class Act Media also for once again supporting us as a media sponsor.
Woo!
We very much appreciate it. There's been lots of stuff in the newspaper and also on the radio as well, and the Live 89.5 radio interview's been amazing.
Well, of course, we adore the children's charities in the island. We adore people who make a difference, and we adore you, Donna Toon, and now Sarah too. now Sarah's part of the family as well, because she came with Donna Toon. Guys, again, thank you so much, and one more time, Donna Toon, the website for people to donate:
www.rideforkids.co.
Get on it right now, guys. Thank you so much for coming in. We're going to head over to the news right now with JP.
This is Live 89.5, coming from our studios in Katu on a business license. Contact us on 076-612-895.